Restoring My Soul, Friday the 10th of October, The Promise Confirmed. The promises that God had made to Abraham were confirmed to him through his participation in offering on Mount Moriah. Notably, in the days of Jesus, this mountain was called Calvary. Abraham was called by God to take Isaac up to the mountain of the Lord and by offering join him to the blessing of God. The provision and multiplication of the life of God that comes from the fellowship of Yahweh's offering is called in Scripture the blessing of God. Abraham was told to take his only son whom he loved and offer him up as a burnt offering on the mountain of the Lord. Isaac, who was probably a young adult at the time, willingly participated in this service of worship, recognizing that he was to be the sacrifice that was offered on the altar. Importantly, this burnt offering was Abraham and Isaac's participation in the offering of Yahweh, through which the covenant purpose of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is accomplished. When Abraham bound Isaac and placed him on the altar, God the Father received Isaac from Abraham as his son. Abraham was then told by the Father not to slay his son, saying, "Do not lay your hand on the lad, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." We see that through offering, Abraham had given his son to the Father. Isaac now belonged to him. Abraham released Isaac from the altar and stood him to one side. Abraham was then illuminated to see a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. The Son of God was figuratively given to Abraham as the Lamb of God to be his son after the flesh. Abraham took the ram and offered it up instead of his son Isaac. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 22 verse 2, Genesis chapter 22 verses 7 to 9, Genesis chapter 22 verse 12, and Genesis chapter 22 verse 13. For further study, Genesis chapter 22.